Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fourth and final hour here on WEEI Afternoons on a tremendous Thursday. Why? Because it's Jay-Z's birthday, in case you hadn't heard. Also, please. Ted Johnson's.
Yep. You asked me if I knew. And I forgot, but yes, I've always been told that I have the same birthday as Jay-Z.
And there's others, Tyra Banks, who...
Love Tyra. Young Andy was a big fan of Tyra Banks.
Oh, how about Jelly Roll today?
Oh, I didn't know Jelly Roll.
Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei.
Oh, yeah. Love Marissa.
Lee Smith, former closer. Joe Thomas.
I had a little thing with Beyonce, which was great.
Well, hey,
just
how about
them,
this?
Tell them facts.
How about Leonardo DiCaprio's ex-girlfriend, Bar Raffaelli?
Oh, some hotties on this
she
day.
She turns for Angelina Jolie, who turns the big... Welcome to Club 50, Angelina.
Okay. You got a lot of attractive women
more,
share
more than I
with.
Realize. It's got to mean something, right?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean anything. Okay.
Doesn't mean right. a... Doesn't mean... And, of course, Party of Five's Scott Wolf.
Well, I feel like it can... Two signs match up. Like, I'm Sagittarius. Like, Tyra Banks is Sagittarius. That mean, like...
I think you need a yin and a yang. You can't have
the same.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, you can't have the same signs.
No. It's not going to work.
All right.
And you are on the list today. On This Day is the website, I think it's called. Ted Johnson is indeed represented. So,
former linebacker of the Patriots, Ted Johnson?
It's the only one I know.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it says...
It's a very common name, though, you know?
No, Ted Johnson, American NFL inside linebacker, Super Bowl 2001, 2003, 2004, New England Patriots.
I made the list.
Born in Alameda, California.
You just made the list.
Alameda.
Sorry. How about that?
And they still don't spell your last or your middle name correctly. Two S's in Curtis. I can't find that anywhere.
Let's go, Ben.
Yeah.
It's an uncommon way to spell, but let's get it right.
I think you should be happy to be on the list. That's pretty cool.
I am happy I'm on the list, no doubt.
Proud. Yeah. Our co-host is on the list on onthisday.com, all the famous people who share a birthday.
By the way, this sign stuff is garbage. You can match up with like half the people on Earth. Fellow fire signs, Aries and Leo, air signs, Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. So that's six different signs. So congratulations, half of humankind you can match up
with. There is one sign.
Garbage.
There's one sign I cannot go with.
There is?
Just based
Scorpio.
On experience. Yes. If you are Scorpio, sorry.
I think we'll leave that alone.
We are not going to be a match.
Okay,
I can tell you that right now.
Go to the phone lines now, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Jerry in the car. Seems to have the answer why Jordan is requesting the info. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon and happy birthday to you, Ted.
Oh, thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Listen, I don't have the answer, but I have potentially a reasoning for why she might want to request that information. And that would be if she is indeed looking to sue Pablo Torre. Maybe this fishing expedition has something to do with finding out who's leaking information to him. So she might be using this umbrella to see through all these emails that are coming in and find out who's leaking information out. I don't know if that's the case, but that is certainly one explanation for what might be going on.
I like it, man.
Thanks for the call, Jerry. I like where your head's at.
And don't forget, Pablo still stands by his reporting that it was Michael Lombardi who told him that Jordan was no longer allowed at the...
No. He didn't say told him. He said was telling people.
Oh, was telling people.
And you're then right, someone he was telling is the one who told him, which could be maybe this communications guy.
I don't know how are you going to prove all this stuff, man?
And what are you proving? Did it cost her money? Don't you have to prove, like, damages or something?
No,
it made her more famous. It made her more notable. It gave her what she wanted. Gave her attention. It drove people to her IG and all that. Like, I don't really get what the end game is here. I think the only people that are going to make money off of this are lawyers on both sides defending it and her lawyer. Like, I don't know. Back to the phone lines. Paul in Providence. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for taking my call. I appreciate it. Mr. Johnson, I wanted to say happy birthday to you off the bat. I wanted to make a comment. You're welcome. On your three-point stance, I don't think they'll drink the Kool-Aid with their bye week. I just think this team is very humble. Drake May is very humble. They got the right coach to keep them in line. But my real question is there ever a bad time to have a bye? And the reason why I say that is because they had the 10 days off after the Thursday. They had the extra day with the Monday night game. This team is rolling right now. Could it be like a almost a bad thing to have a bye right now? Would they just get right back to it? I mean, what do you think?
It's a great question because their schedule hasn't been normal for 3 weeks. And it's just been, you know, you know, and we saw it impact them against the Bengals a little bit, right? And then we saw they had an extra day of practice last week, and we saw what they did to the Giants. So, you know what? It's probably if you were to ask me when I want my bye, I would rather it be at the later in the season because they don't hit as much. It's not as physical as it used to be, the practices. So I just think, you know, time off in December before we go into our stretch run, that's perfect. Perfect. So I think it's the perfect time for these guys to have the bye. I really do. And if you think about it, the injuries, they avoided injuries most of the season.
Right.
And now guys are starting to get hurt. And then there's a bye. So it gives them an extra week to get those guys back, which really is a benefit to them. So I think later in the season is better than earlier in the season. I wouldn't want my bye like second or third week of the season.
No, it is a great question.
It is a great question, though, the rest versus rust, because yeah, they really are playing well. I think it's a perfectly timed bye. I think both Vrabel gets to like fine tune how they responded to the time off. But when you're looking at Will Campbell and the grade 3 MCL sprain / tear, like Breer reported, Jared Wilson and everybody else who's probably feeling it, Ted, you'd speak to it better than us. It seems like now is the best time before the final playoff push.
Well, I think it's the best time because of their record. I do think they've been playing for a long time straight, right? 13 games in a row is a lot, but you made it through. You're 11-2. Like you weren't scuffling, you weren't struggling. My question would be, is there any consideration of having two byes in a month? Because if they do what they're supposed to do, they're going to have another bye week in the beginning of January. So in a five-week span, 2 weeks off?
They'll be fine. They'll be fine.
No worries?
No rust? No.
Double up rust?
No. And history would tell you that. Teams that have had byes, first-round byes in the past, they've won 27 times versus 7 losses. It's just there's a big difference between getting that first-round bye in the playoffs versus not having to play on wild card weekend. All of my Super Bowl championships, we all had byes. Every single one of them, we had byes. And so to me.
But you know, all 7 of those losers had December byes. I just made that up. Yeah, there's no possible way I could ever know that.
It's true. No, it is. So just because you have a bye doesn't guarantee you win, right?
Right. No.
But the odds, the point I'm trying to make is the odds say you probably have a 70% chance of winning that game by having a first round bye.
Yep. No, and that's hopefully what they are on track for. Let's go to Frankie in the car. He has a question for Ted. What's up, Frankie?
Ted, seriously, what is your problem with the genius, the man, Bill Belichick? I don't understand you. Did he do something to you while you guys were playing? I do not get it. I know football players win games. But without Bill aligning you guys to the right positions to give you guys the know-it-all, you guys wouldn't have won.
Thanks for the call, Frankie.
I get it, Frank. You know what? It's got to be maddening because I never really why. I have my reasons, you know, and I've never made them public. I've shared some of the stuff behind the scenes with people, but I've never been public with exactly what happened. You know, there's if you go back and you read there is some stuff out there. And if you go back, you want to know some of my story.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Go to February 2007, New York Times article, and just type in Ted Johnson concussions and read that article, and it will give you just a taste of what happened. If you want more than that, you're going to have to wait because I haven't decided whether or not I'm going to put it out there for sure. But
yeah, pre-order the book.
There you go.
That's what you can do.
Or you can do a sit-down special with Jim Gray.
No, thanks.
Or a sit-down special with Andy Hart from 2 to 6 on WEEI Afternoons.
I understand people like, well, so what exactly is it? That might come out, but there's, if you look at that article, just New York Times, Ted Johnson, concussion, the article will come up, and that'll just give you a little taste of what I'm talking about. But the problem started in 2002, and there was a line that was crossed that you never, ever, ever really see a coach do to a player. And he did it, and then there's reasons why that I've never talked about. So I don't feel comfortable saying it right now, but I understand if people don't know the exact reason why that they might have a feeling, an opinion like that caller just had.
Well, and also that caller, I feel like, showed his hand a little bit. Ted, why do you have such a problem with the genius Bill Belichick? Mm-hmm. Like there. Right there, he's kind of telling you his alignment. 'Cause is Bill a genius?
No.
He's a great football coach.
He was, at that time, we were doing some cool things on defense that you didn't see a lot of defenses do, but we had great players and had a quarterback that didn't make mistakes. Yeah. And that's why we won our Super Bowls.
Yeah, and in 2001, you talked about it earlier, like the talent on that team was not given enough credit. Like, it's almost like retroactively, you have to look back and go, oh, wait. That team was better than a hodgepodge group of, like, vagabond, you know, players. Like, there was some really good players.
There was, at one time, three Hall of Fame players on that defense.
Yes.
So.
But even, like, on the, like, Matt Light, okay, so he's a rookie. Well, he went on to be a team Hall of Famer. He went on to be the left tackle for the next X number of years. He was a really good player for that team.
Yeah. I guess, for me, at the end of the day, it's if you don't think I'm a trustworthy person, if you listen to me every day and you think I'm full of it, then, all I ask is that you give me the benefit of the doubt and just understand that something, happened that was so out of bounds and it just something you never see that happened that happened with Bill that shaped my opinions of him. So if you don't want to believe that, then I don't know what to do.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines to Cherry Valley, where James is on the line. What's up, James?
Yes, hi. How you doing, Ted?
Good. How you doing, James?
Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
I'm one up on you because my birthday was on Monday, so the Patriots played Monday night.
Yeah. Oh, boy, happy birthday to you, James.
Well, thank you. Happy birthday to you, sir.
All right. Thanks for the call, James.
Where's Cherry Valley?
I don't know. I figured you knew.
No, I was about to ask him.
Seemed like a Cali. Well, I thought that had played. It's another.
Sounded like a fun place where people enjoy themselves.
Yeah, yeah. Very nice. Thanks for putting that out there, bud.
They are really.
You brought it up at the top of the. And you guys gave me a nice card, and that now I have 35 more texts I got to reply to.
A
lot of people listening and heard that and giving me birthday wishes. So
when you're done with your workout, you can reply to all the texts you got.
That's 35 people that should have programmed their Google calendars better.
Tech. I am swimming. Do you see how many texts I got right now? Can you read that number? The bottom right.
Holy crap! What is wrong with you?
Yeah, it's I'm underwater, man.
Can I say the number?
Can you say that? You see the number? You see the number of texts I have to reply to? I'm underwater.
It's triple digits.
Yeah.
He's like my son. Like, I text him. Oh, I never hear back from him.
I could never do that. Like, some people, like, you look at their text or email, it's like 1,400. My anxiety would never let me do it.
I used to be that guy, and it's gotten out of control. So, yeah. Go ahead. Say the number.
Okay, I'll never. 142.
142.
So I no longer will feel bad if I text Ted and don't hear back, because I'm one of 142 people who didn't hear back.
Yeah, get in line.
Wow. All right, 617-779-7937. Let's go to our buddy Tim in Hanover. What's up, Tim?
Guys, love the show as always.
Thank
you. Ted, I want to say you were an awesome player. I watched all your stuff. And you're not just an awesome player. You're an awesome guy and a human being. And if that's your choice, that's your choice. I want to say one thing about Belichick. You know, I hope he makes the Hall of Fame. But you know what? I hated what he did to Mac Jones. I've never, ever seen anyone in football do what he did to Jones, and Jones survived. That's the thing. This kid was a young kid out of college, second year in the season, and he was just tremendously just damaged by everyone around him, and Belichick was the man on the hour. So I don't know what to say, but everyone's got their own opinions. I just hope he gets in the Hall of Fame for what accomplished, because that team was unreal that you were on.
Thanks for the call, Tim.
And he's gonna I think skip right on in this first ballot.
Let me
put it. This is probably the best way to. There is a if you've ever had a boss that abuses power, that's at you know. And I'm being vague for a reason. And
you can just name him Ken Laird.
It's there's a there was the abuse of power built with certain players, and particularly with what happened with me is so egregious, and that it shaped my opinion. So I can't let those events go. And I try to be as fair as I can with Bill. If you won more, Bill, it'd be easier to talk nice about you. But, man, and he didn't have all the off-the-field stuff. But he's newsworthy all the time.
Yes.
I don't gratuitously – you don't see me on Twitter or on socials gratuitously make fun of Bill or call him out or stick my nose, you know, or basically thumb my nose to that – I have a job to do. And when Bill's in the news, I have to talk about Bill Belichick. And so it's not always fun because a lot of the stories that he's involved in are not positive ones. And so it makes me come off as I'm a bad guy. And I hate that. And part of me was like, okay, Bill, you need to move on so that I can move on with my life here. Because it's not fun talking negative about Bill Belichick all the time. Believe me, I don't enjoy it.
And I would guess that there are other players who played with you and following you that have not necessarily the same story that you do, but similar stories of power dynamics that would blow people's minds if they heard those stories.
Correct.
But some of them don't have microphones 20 hours a week.
That, and it's people are afraid of the power he has, I guess. People think maybe they want a job in football, and it's, you know, and it's hurt me with, you know, I never want to get into coaching, but, you know, it would if I did. I think there would be certain coaches like, I don't know, man, you know. Bill told me never to talk to you. that kind of thing. I believe that to be the case. He has power within the football. So if guys that want to stay in the industry, they don't say anything bad about Bill.
Quick note before we get to Dan's trending. We opened up a can of worms. We have one person that says the red dot on my iPhone for emails says 11,753.
I could never.
I couldn't sleep.
My wife, this is the 603, my wife says, my wife has 4,000 unread texts and 40,000
oh my gosh
emails. I didn't even know that was possible.
I have 37,121 unread Gmails.
What is so you just like don't ever clean it out. Don't ever.
I at this point now, it's so I may as well just like abandon this one or just like treat it like fire it into space like junk and start a new one.
Push it out to sea and light it on fire and see where
give
it goes.
A Valhalla Vikings funeral. Wow. Exactly.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we promised it earlier. We're going to get to Dan Ball's little game. We had that story about Drake May having the best pocket presence in the NFL. ESPN broke down 109 skills. So Dan Ball came up with some questions for us about the New England Patriots, certain skills, and who has the best of them. That'll be next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something out of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.